But it's your job to actually seek God and find him.
Okay.
So hopefully you can like seek him and find him.
最后呢就是我们的 Bob Reed 教授哈，他从三个方面来跟我们分享如何经历神。
So Dr. Bob Rea is going to speak to us through three perspectives, how to experience God.
第一个今天晚上是讲不断地扩大你经历神的范围，从自己，从文化，从地理，从你不断地往外扩大，这是第一种，要不断地去扩大，你不能只是停留在一个地方，这是第一个今天晚上。
So we have our first session today, so it's talking about how to expand our spiritual perspective and experience him through our cultures and our understandings.
明天我们的教授要跟我们讲，在历史当中所有的圣徒，整个的历史怎么帮助我们来，不是一点一点，是要整个的历史帮助我们认识神，并且他会讲自己的见证和自己的经历。
So tomorrow he's going to actually share his own testimony and how to like experience God through a deeper pursuit of spiritual growth.
那第三呢，在星期天的时候呢，是会讲到最后讲到如何从整个的基督教的历史来提升我们的生命，提升我们的侍奉，也是一种经历神，不单是听，不单是去了解，而且要借着去侍奉，去提升我们的生命，也是去经历神。
So the last session, which is on Sunday, is talking about how to improve our spiritual service and influence, and also through our work.
最后跟大家讲，我非常期待这一个聚会，我自己更多的经历神。
So also, I really look forward to like experience God myself.
实在，我们越来越请讲员越来越不容易了。
It's kind of hard to invite guest speakers.
因为可能你们什么都听过。
Because you guys have heard a lot.
什么人都见过。
You've met with so many people.
但是也可能我们还在原地。
But maybe we haven't moved at all.
所以我们盼望我们更多的能够追求。
So hopefully we can continue seeking him.
事实上我是非常的看重也欣赏也感恩老萨拉姆斯的弟兄姊妹，我们阿布格弟兄姊妹的追求。
I really appreciate our pursuit, so in our church and also the Las Almas church.
因为我走到哪里都夸新墨西哥州的弟兄姊妹。
Because everyone speaks highly of us.
我说你不要看那里小啊，你们都要来了，那里弟兄姊妹很追求啊。
It doesn't matter like how big our church is.
好，让他们进来看你们是不是很追求。愿神祝福我们。
God bless you.
Okay. 好，我们下面请我们的Yeah, no.
Yes, now's the time.
I already preached. 我已经讲了一个小讲道，讲道。来，怎么样的来？
Before I became a professor, I was a youth minister.
那我在林肯大学做教授教书之前，我是带青少年的一个牧师。
My heart always goes first to the teenagers wherever I go.
所以呢，我每次看到年轻人的时候，我的心总是为他们而激动。
So my heart just left the room a few minutes ago.
那刚才这么多年轻人离开我们这里，我的心也好像也飞走了。
I said, no, no, don't go.
所以我心里 在呼叫说希望他们能够留下来。
My three presentations are primarily the story of my academic career and life in seeking God through the study of Christian history.
那我今天这个周末跟大家在一起，我想分享这三篇的信息，是我自己生命成长的写照。那我也有一本书就有机会跟大家分享。
And Dr. Kirke had shared some things about the book, and it's probably the reason why. Well, there's another reason why I was invited to speak, I think.
那大家或许知道科卡教授，他去年夏天有在我们论坛的时候，有在我们当中做讲员。那他在科卡教授在我们当中分享的时候，有使用这本书的一些的内容。
My wife wanted me to make sure I shared at least one phrase with you before we went any farther.
所以，那我太太走之前叮嘱我，必须要跟你们讲一件事。
你好，
你好。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, will you use this time for your glory?
恩主，我们向你呼求，求你来使用以下的时间，为了主你的荣耀。
Set the foundation tonight for a challenge to go deeper into the Word and into our encounter with you tomorrow.
让我们打好根基，让我们愿意来迎接你对我们的挑战，让我们在你的话里面来成长。
And whether it's through things said, or things read, or things that you plant in our hearts that don't have anything to do with what is said and read.
不管是我们所分享的，还是我们所读到的，还是你圣灵特别向我们所开启的。
We surrender this time to you.
我们把以下的时间恭敬仰望。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And also, before I speak, I always ask people I'm speaking to say the words with me, to God be the glory. I don't know how to say that in Chinese, but can you help them to say, to God be the glory?
那我每次在跟大家分享信息之前，我总是希望会众跟我一起来说一句话，就是愿神得所有的荣耀。我们一起来说，愿神得所有的荣耀。
Thank you so much.I'm going to start with a story from my life.
我想我先跟大家分享一下我自己的一个人生故事。
The next 2 hours would change the rest of my life.
我想他这个故事的意思是背景。我理解他的意思是因为他有一本书，我稍微读了一下，那个是他这个是他在讲说他当时要参加这个神学生的考试里面。他是说在参加那个考试里面有大概两个小时的时间，他说这两个小时改变了他的一生。
No、
I was trying to give some background.
There's no way I said all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Whatever I said and what he said. I passed 12 hours of written exams.
所以在那个我要读神学院呢，我先是有做了个12个小时的一个答卷。
And in moments, 5 scholars would determine my academic future.
那下一段呢，就是这种面试，所以说呢，又会有5个学者来跟我面试这样。
To shorten the story, the first 3 examiners did well, but then my 4th examiner asked me a question I was not expecting.
那前面三个呢，基本上问的问题我大概都知道他们问的内容，所以回答的还不错。第四个人问的我就有点不太清楚，他具体想问我什么了。
He said, "What is theology?"
他问我说什么是神学。
I swallowed hard because this was a shift from the agenda.
所以那我听到这样问题我就很紧张，我吞了很多口水，我也不知道说应当怎么样来明确地回答他。
This was not one of the questions for my doctoral exam.
那这个显然不是在我所准备的这个博士神学博士的准备里面。
But it was being asked.
但是这个教授问了我这个问题。
So I answered probably something like theology is the study of God.
所以我那时候就想说神学是关于神的一门学科。
God's revelation and actions.
来研究神的启示，神的行为。
God's people.
神的子民。
And the many events that are connected to that.
那所有关乎这我们刚才所讲的关于神的事情。
And I said I believe that theology should be Bible based.
那我相信说神学必须是以圣经为基础。
Now I'm at a Roman Catholic University.
那我那个时候是在一个罗马天主教的大学读神学。
The next examiner asked a similar question to the fourth examiner's question.
第五位呢，跟第四位问的问题类似。
So finally I said, well, I'm not sure how to answer your questions because I'm not sure what you're asking.
所以他这些问题绕来绕去之后，我最后我终于提起勇气就跟他们说你们问的问题我实在不知道怎么回答，因为我搞不清楚你到底想问我什么。大家是不是太热？我觉得需要开窗。
And so,
已经开了 ，I see. Okay. Sorry.
What I said,
I was saying it was too hot here, so I want to open the windows.
Anyway, he said, okay, if theology comes from the Bible, and if we get everything we need from the Bible, why are you here?
所以这个教授问了一个很有意思的问题，他说，如果你相信神学是关于神的，而且我们关于神学是必须以圣经为基础，而圣经你也读了，你也有，那你为什么还到我们的学校来读书干什么？
They wanted to know why a Bible-focused Christian would be studying historical theology in a Roman Catholic university.
所以那当时 Bob 他的出身是在一个福音派的一个就是改革中的这么一个背景长大，但是为什么却跑到罗马天主教的这个学校来读历史神学？他们都觉得很奇怪。
As I answered those questions, I didn't realize I was answering the same questions that students and friends and colleagues would be asking me for the next 25-30 years.
所以当他明白这些教授为什么问这些问题之后，他就给了他们一系列的回答。那他的意思说他回想起来原来他当时的那些回答 构成了他在过去在今后的这二三十年很多他的朋友学生同事一直回答问他这个问题。
So tonight lays the foundation for why Christian history is so important to our theological understanding.
所以今天晚上我想跟大家分享的主要内容就是为什么我们明白历史和历史神学对我们基督徒生命的成长如此的重要。
How it broadens everything that we understand.
它怎么扩充我们。
Tomorrow I'm going to share how through Christian history God in many ways dragged me to a deeper and more committed and more intentional spirituality.
那礼拜六明天他会跟我们分享，就是说用他自己的例子，神怎么样借着历史的历代圣徒怎么样对他自己生命的成长，对神的认识非常细致的对他产生很深的改变。
I'm going to add something here. Some years ago, I started praying for China every morning.
那若干年前，我开始每天早晨为中国祷告。
I taught a course on the expansion of Christianity through the centuries.
那我那时候在教一门课，就是讲基督教的发展，在过去几千年的历史里面是如何发展的。
Christianity was introduced to China basically 4 major times.
那我们知道基督教有四次进中国。
The first time by Thomas the Apostle, quite honestly.
第一次他认为是多马这个门徒把福音带到了中国。使徒。
But it was always a foreign religion.
但是呢这四次呢都让华人觉得这是一个外国人的宗教，而不是华人的宗教。
Today, Chinese pastors teach Chinese people, and Christianity in China is not a foreign religion.
那今天他看到越来越多的是华人自己在教自己的同胞们关于信仰，所以越来越让他看到华人们认为这不再是一个洋人的信仰。
And most centuries have had one country that's been the major missionary sending country for that century.
那我们知道，在看过去两千年的历史里面，每一个世纪都会有一个国家被神来使用，成为最主要的宣教国家。
In the 16th century, it was Spain.
第十六世纪是西班牙。
Other countries in Western Europe in the 17th century.
那第十七世纪是欧洲的别的一些的国家被神使用。
Late 18th and 19th century, it was Great Britain.
那十八世纪末、十九世纪是大英帝国。
And the 20th century, it was the United States.
那二十世纪是美国。
By the end of the 21st century, I believe it will be China.
那是不是在二十一世纪快结束的时候，神会不会来使用中国成为世界最大的宣教国家？
And I ask God to do that every single morning.
所以每天早晨我就向神发出这样的呼求。
Except I did miss one morning last year, and then I prayed twice the next day.
那去年我有一天没有祷告成，我第二天就祷告了两次吧。
But I think I prayed for China probably every morning for close to 10 years.
那这么算起来，我为中国每天祷告已经有十年了。
This morning I did.
那今天早上我也继续为中国祷告。
Tomorrow morning I will.
我相信明天早上我也会继续。
And you can go on from there.
大家可以。知道我每天会为中国祷告。
So let me first say, Christian history, that's one impact of Christian history on my life. But Christian history affects every part of my life.
所以我首先想跟大家讲说is this the right slide?
Yes.
No,
I haven't said that yet, but...
Oh, go back here.
I just said Christian history affects every part of my life, and then I'm about to say those two things.
Okay.那我想跟大家一个总领，就是说基督教的历史对其实基督徒的生活应该有很深的影响。那我从我自己就是这样一个例子。
I mean, Christianity itself is essentially historical.
那大家其实如果了解基督教信仰的话，就知道说它是有很强，基督教是有很强的历史性的。
God has always worked it with real people in real places.
那就像圣经所记载的和的是过去两千年基督教的发展所体现的神始终是使用真实的人在真实的时空来做事情。
The Father prepared, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit together prepared the whole planet for the reception of Jesus Christ.
那我们知道父子圣灵三而一的神创造了整个宇宙万物包括人。
That's why the scripture says in the fullness of time.
那圣经说这样说直到日期满足的时候。
Jesus was born in a certain place to a certain people at a certain time. He died in a certain place. He was raised at a certain place. History, Christianity is essentially historical.
So, 日期满足的时候，神就让耶稣出生在一个地方、一个家庭，他的母亲、父亲，然后他在一个具体的地方去世，具体的时间去世。所以这些都是真人真事所实实在在发生的事情。
And so are our own individual Christian lives.
所以同样的，当我们看我们自己我们信徒生命的过程，也是一个实实在在的过程。
You probably know when you gave your life to Christ.
所以你或许还记得你当初信主的时候是在哪里，是什么时候。
You know where you were.
在哪里。
We was telling stories about his spiritual life in the car today that are places and times when real events happen that change his life.
今天我们开车到这边营地来的时候，我们在车上就彼此分享我们在什么时候发生了什么事情，在我们整个信仰的历程中。
I'm not sure what our pastor will say tomorrow, but I am certain he will talk about real events and real people in real places.
那明天的讲员，我相信他所讲的内容也是真实、真人、真事、真的地方。
Those things will become historical things.
那这些都是一个历史的记载和发生。
We study the past to understand the present. That's the next slide, actually.
那我们研究过去是为了帮助我们明白现在。
And we try to understand the present in order to improve the future.
那我们明白现在的话，很好的明白现在的话，帮助我们能够提高将来。
And we do the same with church history. We're trying to study the past to understand the church now so we can improve the church for tomorrow.
所以当我们研究教会历史的时候，同样有这样的一个心愿，我们明白教会在过去发生的事情能够帮助我们理解现在所面临的现状，能够将来做得更好。
We're not just memorizing a bunch of stuff.
我们研究教会历史绝不是只是为了记住一些历史所发生的事情。
We learn about real people so that we can learn from them to become better disciples.
所以当我们认知是真人真事的时候，能够帮助我们成为更好主的门徒。
So Christian history is both necessary and inevitable. That's the next one too.
所以那基督教历史让我们从我个人的观念，我认为我们是必须要去认识的，同时也甚至说是不可避免要去认识的。
We always have a past, and it matters for the present.
那我们知道每一个人都有他的过去，那认识过去对我们现在是重要的。
The woman from the retreat center said, "Didn't go so well last year, but it'll be better this year."
那刚才这个 Ellen 姐妹跟我们向我们道歉说，去年照顾大家不周，今年希望能够做得更好。
I think this is the 9th year for our retreat.
It's actually 13th.
Oh. Some of you have told me this is the ninth year of our retreat.
所以这个今年我们联合退休会是第十三次。Okay.
Sometimes we do history poorly. No, I'm just kidding.
那有些人对历史实在是挺糟了。
And so we all have a history. I know the time, place, and day of my Christian covenant.
那我知道我们每个人都有我们自己的人生历史。我到现在还记得我信主的时间、经历、地点。
I was baptized into Christ on July 10th, 1966.
那是我是七月十号，1966年七月十号受洗的。
I don't need to tell you when and where, but I have it right in my notes.
那我就不说我在哪里了。
That day my citizenship changed.
那一天我的公民身份改变了。
And as I pray the Lord's Prayer at various times during the day, and I say the words, Our Father who art in heaven, I say, I have a change of identity from our Father, and I have a change of citizenship. I am primarily a citizen of heaven.
所以当他祷告说我在天上的父的时候，那他的身份就成了神的儿子。那他的公民身份就进入了神的国度，所以他的自己的身份和公民身份都改变了。
Although I have a secondary citizenship, which in my case is American.
那当然他知道说他作为一个美国人也有作为美国公民的身份，但是他更看重的是神国子民的身份。
So I'm going to pass over a few things that I've got in the notes here just because I'm adding too many things to the sermon.
那我会加快一点速度。Which one you're passing by?
No, we're still going to do the slides.
Okay.
I'm leaving one piece out there. So first I want to start off by saying all authority is Christ's authority.
所以我想大家都很熟悉自己的经文，在马太福音二十八章，耶稣宣告说，天上地下所有的权柄都属于我了。
I mean, when Jesus gave the Great Commission, he began with the words, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
那这是耶稣在做这样的对他的门徒做出，在差遣他的门徒的时候所做出这样的宣告。
So scripture is revelation.
那我们相信圣经是神所启示的。
The history of the church is not revelation.
那我们知道说研究教会历史我们知道那个不是启示。
But it is the record of how people have understood the revelation.
但是却是帮助我们记录了历史历代的圣徒是怎么样理解神的启示的。
People in various cultures, on different continents, and in different times.
那不，我们知道这历代的圣徒，他们有不同的文化背景，不同的地理背景，也不同的时代背景。
So Christian history does not have the same authority as Scripture.
所以我再次强调，我们研究教会历史所我们所知道的内容，并没有圣经的权威。
But it helps us see how people who loved God and studied Scripture understood the Scripture.
但它实际上能够帮助我们这些爱神的人，他们在历史历代是如何去理解跟活出神的启示的。
And helps us see beyond our own cultures and our own.Perspectives.
那它特别也能帮助我们从我们自己的文化和理念的圈子里面突破。
And I want to illustrate that primarily through what is the second part of my book, really, that's called Expanding Circles of Inquiry.
那我一般都喜欢用这样一个图来跟大家来解释那这个图所体现出来的就是扩展我们认知的范畴，怎么样从我们比较中心的这个部分逐渐往外走。
In all of our human relationships, we move through these expanding circles.
那我们知道说，在我们整个人生里面，我们有与很多的人建立起关系。那这个关系是一层一层往外扩展。
And I'm going to read this quotation.
那我准备跟大家读这一段我书中写的话。
It starts before that does, so you just have to listen to me. We move through these concentric circles from the innermost circles to circles increasingly less familiar.
那它大概翻译出来的意思就是说，我们这个人际关系里面会从最里面逐渐往外走，越往外走的话，我们对这些人越来越不熟悉。
We begin with those people and ideas that are closest and most intimate to us.
那我们首先开始的是对我们我们最熟悉的，跟我们关系最紧密的人。
And we move more and more to those who are still related, yet less familiar and less intimate.
那我们逐渐往外走的时候，我们就对他们就不见得很熟悉了，也不见得那么亲近了。
And that means that we move from our closest Christian friends.
那比方说你会最最亲近的就是你的好朋友们。
To our congregation.
或许再下来就是你教会的弟兄姐妹。
To our faith group or denomination.
那或许是你整个教派里面的弟兄姐妹。
And perhaps to those who are already sharing with us the same theological point of view.
再往外走，可能就是跟你的神学观念、人生观比较类似的族群。
Most everybody does that much.
那大部分的基督徒可能到那地方就停下来了。
Some then move on to try to consider the thinking of those who have different theological points of view.
那有一些弟兄姐妹可能会更往外走，去跟那些跟他神学观念不尽相同的弟兄姐妹去交流。
And then those of very different cultures.
那再往外走就是非常文化很不相同的一些的族群。
And the outermost circle that I have then is Christians from across the Christian centuries, not just different cultures today, but different cultures across 20 centuries on our planet.
那再往外走，他在 Bob 他的 case 在他那边，他觉得是这过去。两千年下来的历代的圣徒对他们的认识。
I keep using the phrase throughout this and tomorrow and the next day, the phrase across cultures, continents, and centuries.
那我在这几天跟大家的分享里面，我会常常用这样的词，就是跨越文化、地理跟时间。
It's because we want to include the whole church.
那是因为我希望大家要有这个胸怀，学习能够把两千年来历史历代的圣徒的认知都能够综合起来。
And that means all of the Christians.
那就意味着所有的基督徒。
Regardless of where they live.
不管他们曾经生活在哪里。
When they lived.
曾经在什么时候活着。
Or what languages they spoke.
那或许他们讲什么样的语言。
Those circles of inquiry have significant impact first on our identity formation.
那这一些的所我们认知的范畴的这些圈，首先的一个影响是我们对我们的身份的形成产生影响。
I mean, obviously, family to a great extent determines our identity.
首先，比方说大家都很熟悉我们所生活在一起的家庭。对我们的身份的形成 有最重要的影响。
And surely our Christian identity is greatly formed by the closest Christian friends that we have, and our congregations, and our faith groups, our denominational perspectives.
那我们在主里面的这样的一个身份的形成，也受我们周围的弟兄姐妹、教会的弟兄姐妹，还有在我们同一个属于教派观念类似的弟兄姐妹的影响。
We fellowship there most naturally.
那我们跟这群人在一起的时候，彼此主内相交非常的比较自然。
But grounded there, we can expand those circles by including Christians that have similar perspectives to us.
那如果我们立足在这个族群当中的话，我们可以尝试着往外走，跟更多的弟兄姐妹有交流。
And then by including Christians with maybe even contrasting theological perspectives.
那或许大家也愿意尝试跟那些与我们神学观念不尽相同的弟兄姐妹来交流。
And then maybe Christians from cultures that we don't know or even understand.
那或许再往外走就是跟那些跟我们文化、语言、想法非常不一样的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe 20 centuries worth of those.
那算起来可能有两千年的历史里面的众多的弟兄姐妹。
I'm going to basically repeat that kind of routine through the other ones, the other slides as well.
所以我希望大家能够体会我讲的这个内容，在下面的每一张的这通幻灯片里面，我都会用这样的图来解释。
But don't give up on me.
大家千万不要放弃。
Those same circles are where we live in Christian community.
那我们这样的一个的认知的这样的一个圈，也可以帮助我们。来认识我们在一起生活的族群。
Christianity is not just a personal experience with God.
那我们知道说我们的信仰不仅仅是一个我们个人与神的关系。
It's also a community experience with God.
也是一个具有一个很强的群体在一起的经历神的过程。
And with each other.
彼此共同经历神的过程。
It's why we worship today.
这是为什么我们今天有集体的敬拜。
It's why the church gathers.
这是为什么我们要在一起聚会。
We usually share that Christian community with those circles that are most intimate to us.
那我们在一起聚会的时候，我们往往是这种群体性是体现在跟这些跟我们最近的人在一起。
Usually with people who already agree with us.
特别是这些已经跟我们有跟我认知非常类似的一致的人。
And God works through that.
那神也当然通过这个同样的族群来帮助我们。
But in my own case, the inclusion of many other Christians besides my closest circles has changed my life.
那 我自己在我成长过程里面，除了这些在一起教会聚会跟我比较近的这些弟兄姐妹，神也使用了历史历代的圣徒来帮助我。
And my students are having the same experience.
那我课堂上的很多的学生，他们也在经历同样的过程。
So finally we realize that we have Christian brothers and sisters from across 20 centuries of Christianity.
所以我们必须要认识到说神赐给了我们有2000年历史的弟兄姐妹供我们来一起来相交。
Men and women who loved God.
那这些都是弟兄和姐妹他们爱主的弟兄和姐妹。
Who sought God.
他们寻求神。
Who surrendered their lives?
他们把一生交给神。
Who prayed and meditated on Scripture?
他们在用圣经来祷告，来默想。
Who submitted to Christ wherever they were?
他们愿意把他们的一生主权都交给神。
These are true brothers and sisters.
那这些都是在主内的好的弟兄和姐妹。
And they're related closely to us.
他们其实跟我们的关系很近。
Some of my deepest friends are Christians from past centuries.
那我现在看明白说我可能一些非常好的朋友是过去的这些弟兄姐妹。
I use the word friends loosely because I don't talk to them.
那我在这里用了朋友这个词是大家要明白因为我并没有跟他们直接有对话。
But I plan to talk to them.
但我期望将来有一天我能够我计划将来会跟他们有交流。
I mean when I'm with them face to face.
那特别是将来在主再来之后能够与他们面对面的时候。
They searched for the same God and were led to the same God by the same Holy Spirit as we are.
所以他跟我们其实在寻求同样的一位神也被同一位圣灵所带领来认识同一位神。
But in different places.
但是在不同的地方。
And sometimes in very different ways.
但是用了有些时候用了非常不同的方法。
That shouldn't be surprising.
我想大家听到这些并不惊讶。
I don't treat all of my children the same.
我带我的孩子并不完全一样。
I try to be fair with them.
那我尽量对他们公平。
But I try to adjust my treatment of them to their needs and their personalities.
那但是我却根据我几个孩子他们不同的性格我调整跟他们交流的方式跟方法。
I think the only people who would disagree with that are those who've never had any children.
那在座的如果不同意我说的话那表明你还没有养过孩子。
Incidentally, I have discovered that there are only two kinds of people who give parental advice.
那我顺便讲一句我发觉有两类人愿意跟大家分享关于如何教养孩子。
Those who have never had children.
一种喜欢讲如何教养孩子是他们从来自己都没有过孩子。
And those who haven't had children for a long, long time.
另外一个就是他们孩子都长大了。
The rest of us don't know what we're doing. We just pray and let God do His thing. I think they got it right. Okay. It goes beyond a community, though. Identity and community, yes, but it also always includes accountability.
我们刚才分享了两点，一种是我们身份，另外一个是我们的群体。第三个是我们要认知到我们基督徒应该有彼此负责的心。
Honestly, one of the contemporary church's biggest problems is that we try to practice community, but we don't want accountability.
那其实我自己观察现代教会面临一个很大的问题跟挑战就是我们希望学习过群体生活但是却在彼此负责上面不下功夫。
But community without accountability is just hanging out.
那其实如果你没有一个彼此负责的心想要过群体生活的话实际上就在一起娱乐而已。
The deepest Christians today and throughout the centuries have lived in communities that had strong accountability.
所以当我们去研究整个教会历史的时候，你就发觉说，如果一个真实的过群体生活的一个基督徒群体的话，他们都是有对彼此负责的心。
The scriptures call us to it.
那圣经中也是这样呼召我们的。
At both personal and congregational levels.
不仅是对我们个人，也是对我们群体都是有这样的教导。
In the American culture, at least in our culture, we tend to, if we do have accountability at all, it's generally only with those who are the very, very closest to us.
那我们在美国这样的文化社会里面，我们发觉那些常常有，如果某一些人有彼此负责的心的话，往往只是对那些对跟他们关系很近的人，他愿意来对他们负责。
We could expand that accountability.
那我们能不能把这样彼此负责的心扩展一点？
Through these same circles of accountability.
同样我们来看我所画的这每一个圈。
We can evaluate what they did.
我们可以来研究他们是怎么样做出彼此负责的心的。
Imitate the good.
我们效法他们所做的好的地方。
Reject the bad.
我们去弃绝他们做的不好的地方。
But we can also let them, at least we can figure out how we would think they would evaluate us.
我们甚至也可以从他们的角度来审核我们。
And sometimes the evaluation, when I try to look at through the eyes of people from other centuries, sometimes the evaluation of our own way of doing Christianity is frightening.
所以很多的时候，当我从他们的眼光和角度来看我们现在的生活的时候，我感觉非常的可怕。
And this is striking a chord with a lot of people who are under 30.
那我相信在座的，如果你是比三十岁还年轻的话，可能你理解我在说什么。
Because what they often see at church is just a mere extension of their own culture or of their own subculture.
因为他们往往把教会当成一个只是反映了他们自己的文化，特别是他们自己的族群。
I mean, in the American church, we pretty much transformed spirituality into marketing.
那特别在美国的教会，我们把属灵上的追求跟这种市场上的推行完全的结合起来。
And people who are saturated with marketing,
那我们在现代的生活里面，我们被各种各样的市场的信息所充斥。
Are sick of it.
我们其实非常讨厌这些。
They're starting to ask, where do I get the depth that I find in the history of the church?
那很多年轻人他们从心里面发出这样的问题，在现代的教会，我到哪里去找这样属灵的深度？
Where's the mystery that God gives in spirituality?
那神在属灵追求上的这样的一个奥秘到底在哪里？
I could go on and on about that one. It's just part of the culture that we're in here.
所以这我其实可以跟大家举许许多多的例子，在美国教会是多么的肤浅。
And if we don't have this kind of accountability across centuries, all we end up doing is baptizing our culture and making it look like it's holy.
那我们如果不学习像历代教会这样过群体生活又有彼此负责的心的话，我们只是把一些世俗的东西把它圣化来使用。
So how do we do this with people who are dead and gone?
那我们要想跟像历代的圣徒来学习的话，但是他们已经去世了，我们如何向他学呢？
We don't try to have a conversation with them.
我们当然不会试着说跟他们有对话。
But we can compare their worldviews and assumptions with our worldviews and assumptions.
但是我们可以把他们的世界观和他们的当时的所做的这个前提假设跟我们的世界观和所拥有的前提假设相对比。
And evaluate theirs.
那我们来审视他们的世界观。
And evaluate ours from the way we understand they would think of ours.
然后或许从他们的角度来审视我们现在的生活和世界观。
I mean, we often function as if people are a lot smarter now than they used to be.
那我们有些时候，我们觉得我们这个世纪的人比古人要聪明多了。
But they're not.
其实不见得。
Most centuries don't have a Thomas Aquinas.
那比方说我们现世代就没有阿奎那这样的大神学家。
I've never met anyone as smart as Thomas Aquinas.
那我这几十年我还没有遇到任何一个神学家像阿奎那这样的出色。
Not even Stephen Hawking is as smart as he thinks he is.
那我也不认为 霍金是吧？翻译成啊。
And he's real smart.
那霍金我们知道他是非常的有名的人，但是我不觉得他。
He's just real wrong.
他比阿奎那聪明，而且我认为他是错的。
And so we decide whether we think their teachings are correct, but we let them evaluate our teachings.
所以，如果当我们尊重这些历代的圣徒的时候，我们希望从他们的角度来看我们的生活和我们的教导。
And we evaluate their behaviors.
那我们去看他们的具体的生活形态。
Sometimes we are shocked by what they would do.
那我们明白他们当时所的生活方式的时候，我们可能会非常的吃惊。
But we also ask ourselves where they would be shocked when they evaluate what we do.
我们可以同样问我们，用这样的问题，当他们看到我们的生活的时候，会不会也很吃惊？
And that gives us godly insights into who we should be becoming.
那我相信我们这么样尝试的去做的时候，神会把更多的亮光放在我们里面，帮助我们来明白。
A simple example here would be the Council of Nicaea in 325.
我想大家举一个例子是尼西亚大会。
The key leaders of the church gathered together to try to figure out how they were going to deal with a teaching called Arianism.
那个时候，基督教的一些主要的领袖，他们聚在一起，要来讨论一件一个非常重要的问题。那这个问题，就是那个词我不知道怎么翻，这意思就是说，当时有一个教派。他的观念是说基督不是神，就没有神性，否定基督的神性。
Some were teaching that the Son of God is not eternal, but was created.
那他们说耶稣基督是不是永恒的，是被造的。
The Son of God was not created.
那我们知道说耶稣基督是永恒的，是三而一的神中的一个位格。
But they came to this council with a lot of different theological positions.
当时就是有一个叫尼西亚会议议会，这样的话呢，很多的教会的领袖聚集在一起。
So I challenge myself and my students to try to put themselves in the shoes of each of the kinds of people who came to that council.
那我在给我的学生上课的时候，我就挑战我的学生们，想象说你如果是当时也在场。你是代表了不同的这个从教派和立场来的文化背景来的这些领袖们。
To understand what they thought.
那你是怎么样去理解他们的想法
？To evaluate what they thought.
怎么去衡量他们的想法
？By the scripture.
但是这个衡量是要通过圣经来衡量。
And then to ask how they might have evaluated us.
那然后去理解他们所说的内容，同时也从他们的角度来看我们现在的日子。
So I ask, what would I have done if I were Constantine or several other people who were there?
所以，比方说，我会问说，我如果是君士坦丁的皇帝
，He's the emperor, right? Yes.
对呀，我如果是君士坦丁皇帝，在开这个会的时候，我会怎么想，怎么说
？More important is the question, what should I have done?
那或许事后我会问更重要的问题，就是我应当怎么样做？
Because I might have done the same wrong things that some of them did.
那有一些事后我们知道说他们当时的想法和做法是不正确的，所以当我们重新来衡量的时候，或许我们会可以修正这个错误。
That doesn't justify the behavior.
那这种修正并不能够给他们理由说可以当时的可以那么做。
It just means I might also have done the wrong thing or the right thing.
那只是来提醒我要注意怎么样不要做错。
So what should I have done and what should they have done is the key question.
所以一个关键的问题就是我应当怎么样做，或许他们当时应当怎么做。
So that when I come to similar kinds of issues, I can ask those kind of questions again.
所以在我现在的生活里面遇到这些不同的情况的时候，我可以有这样的一个认知跟思考方式来决定我应该用什么样的过程来决定我的行为。
Some might say, well, why don't you just ask God?
那有些人会说，你就直接问神就好了。
That's a great answer.
这个建议实在是很好。
This is one way to ask God.
那我的回答是说，通过这样的思考也是一个问神的方式。
Is to ask God's people in community what they think God thinks.
那是通过学习历代的圣徒一起来明白神的带领。
Because most everybody who does everything thinks that they're doing what God wants them to do.
因为我们日常我们会常常觉得说我们所做的事情一定是合神心意的。
So the next step, the final step here that in my at least that I'm trying to do it from my book, is finally the expanding circles of inquiry do two other things that really help us. One is broaden our horizons.
那最后一些我想跟大家分享这个圈认知的扩充。一个是扩展我们的视野。
Another is fill gaps in our theology.
还有一个就是填充我们理解在神学上的欠缺。
I cannot even tell you the number of ways that I have grown in Christ because I saw things through historic Christians that my eyes would never have been able to see if I hadn't looked to them.
Too many knots. 所以我想通过我个人的经历我知道说在我的成长过程里面如果我没有认识这些历代圣徒是怎么样看神认识神的那我实在知道说按照我自己的能力是不可能明白这些真理的。
I mean, the God I serve is so much grander and bigger than he ever was before.
那通过这个过程也通过这些圣徒对我的帮助我才明白我所相信所信靠的这位神远远比我原先理解的要大得多。
In my understanding.
特别是按照我个人的理解的话是非常的不够的。
He was always big and grand.
所以我知道说神永远是无穷大的。
And in my own life, I cannot, I mean, maybe in private conversations or over meals, I could share story after story of what the way I have changed in my perspective and approach to God. And tomorrow I'm going to share for the first time with people at the level I'm going to share at least how God's just sort of dragged me into a deeper and more honest, more authentic, more intentional relationship on a daily and throughout the day basis.
我想他大概的意思就是他希望这几天的时间他很愿意跟大家能够坐下来就是很多具体的例子他跟大家分享神是怎么开了他的眼界扩展了他的视野那明天他会特别明天上午的那一堂他会特别就着他个人生命的成长有非常具体的讲神在他生命里的作为那他在这之前没有跟别的任何的集会里面说这么样的仔细分享他自己的过程
As we move through these circles of inquiry,
所以当我们不断地扩张我们的这个一圈一圈的范畴的时候
，what we're seeking is consensus.
那另外一个我想跟大家强调非常重要的就是我们在寻找一个共同的认知。
We don't always find consensus.
我们知道说我们不见得大家的看法都是一致的。
But consensus of the faithful is at the core.Of what it means to study Christian history. That's what we're trying to find when we study.
那当我们研究整个基督教历史和历史神学的时候，非常非常关键的一个要点是能够在这里找到历代圣徒的一个共识。
And when we find a general consensus across cultures, continents, and centuries,
所以当我们如果能够找到这历代圣徒不管他们的文化、地理时间的不同，但是能够找到这个共识的话
，It gives our postmodern and post-enlightenment minds.
那对于我们现代人是其实是受后现代主义和启蒙运动很深的影响的人
，A chance to have greater certainty about what it is we teach.
所以，那当我们能够摆脱这些影响，回到两千年的圣徒的共识里面，他能够扩展我们的视野，让我们更深的认识神。
I know if you're under 30, you know exactly what I'm talking about here.
如果你是30岁以下的话，你应该很理解我在说什么。
This is the world you live in, is it not? I mean, you're smiling. I'm just thinking. This is your world, my friend. You're living in a world where you wish you had more certainty about even the things of your faith.
那我们知道我们现在生活在一个世界里面我们盼望我们的信仰是能够给我们一个笃定
Tomorrow I'm going to talk about one way to have that certainty is to have that walk
那明天我会特别用我个人的例子来跟大家见证神是怎么样在我的信心的成长里面给我这样的一个信心和笃定
But a way to have certainty about the propositions that you're considering is when you see Christians across cultures, continents, and centuries who loved God with their whole hearts, holding the same positions and having the same love and having the same commitment.
所以在一些很重要的问题上，我们常常犹豫，我们不知道说应当怎么样，什么是正确的。这就是我们心中常常摇摆，没有这个笃定。那 Bob 的意思是说，当你能够参考这个2000年整个圣徒他们有个共识的认识的话，他能够帮助我们得到这个笃定。
When I have that,
所以当我们得到这个信仰的笃定的时候
，and the confirmation of my prayer life and God working in me, to confirm it.
那认识到历代圣徒的共识是一个方面，另一个方面是我在我自己向神的祷告的生活对圣经的认识上给我同样的一个认知之后
You're not going to change my mind.
所以那我的主意就定了，那不会随着周围的很多的因素来影响我。
And when I share that, it's going to have power.
所以当我跟周围的人来分享这个信仰的时候就带着能力。
That leads to a level of authenticity that the world is begging for the Christians to have.
那当我有这样的一个认知，也有这样一个笃定的时候，我就能够活出跟体现出一个属灵的真实。那我们现在所生活的世界周所在的人，他们都希望有一个真实。
On that one, I'd say if you're under 50, that's the world. That's your world.
那这种对真实的渴求可能是对我们当中50岁以下的人是非常的关键。
You already feel what I'm talking about right here.
我相信在座50岁以下的人应该理解我在说什么。
People are begging for somebody to be authentic in their real relationship with God.
那我们做基督徒虽然很多年，但是我们还在寻找这样的人，或者在我们自己生命中希望能够达到这个境界，就知道说我们的信仰生活是真实的。
When you share real experiences that you've had with them, and they believe you, they'll believe in your authenticity.
所以当你把你个人生命的过程、经历、见证分享给他们的时候，当他们相信你的时候，你是因为他们相信你活出了一个属灵的真实。
Although they might doubt whether your experience is really the experience that they should have.
那他们不见得完全愿意去说跟你有同样的经历，但是他可以接受你的真实。
But when they see that same search and that same walk and that same deep love of God across cultures, continents, and centuries that you verify by your experience, they are going to believe you.
所以当他们不仅认识你，也认识到历代的圣徒也是用同样的热情、同样的爱来追求神、来认识神、来明白神，那他就能够更多的认识你的见证，也更相信你的更相信你的真实。
And you might be thinking, well, doesn't the Holy Spirit do that in people's lives?
那或许有人会说，那圣灵应该把这些事情很自然就做在圣徒生活里了。
Absolutely.
绝对是这样的。
But how does he do it in people's lives?
但是圣灵具体是怎么做呢？
Often through the sharing and love and evangelism and witness of other people.
那我们知道说很多圣灵所使用的方法就是通过彼此的生命的分享彼此的相爱彼此的见证传福音能够把这样的生命影响到周围的人。
And we have a whole postmodern generation of people who are saying, could I have multiple proofs of this so that I might believe this evidence?
所以我们生活在后现代的人我们常常会说能不能从 好多的角度来向我证明之后但我都接受了，我或许能够来接受这样的信仰。
That's what I mean by certainty and authenticity.
所以我们知道说更有把握和属灵的真实在基督徒生活里面是多么的关键。
So what do I do next? That's the last slide.
那我下一步我们当如何做
？Still got 10 minutes, man.
Really?
No.
Where's my watch?
I'm just playing. Well, everybody walks a unique path in their spiritual or Christian growth.
那我知道说我们每一个人都有我们自己的独特性。
I mean, the whole cookie-cutter notion that everybody has the same Christian experience in exactly the same way, it's time for us to get over that.
那我不相信我们每一个人的属灵生命成长都是一律化的。
I mean, that's not true in anything else we do.
我们看到我们生活的很多的方面都不是一律化的。
There are similarities, but also very big differences in the way you and I would probably come to God.
那我们是有相通跟类似性，但是也有我们的独特性。
Or the way he dragged you to him or received you openly when you turned to him.
那我们知道我们认识神的过程不管是神怎么样的主动的抓住我们还是我们向神敞开都是 不完全一样的。
And the path of those deeper encounters with Christians from the past or with God himself is going to be differ, it's going to differ from person to person.
那我相信我们在座的每一位在我们爱神追求神认识神的过程里面都会有我们的独特性。
That will be a reason why tomorrow when I challenge you to get serious with an intentional daily time with God, that I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do it.
所以明天我会用我个人的经历来挑战鼓励大家我们来怎么样的更深的认识神怎么样在每天的生活里面活出神我相信神在你身上的带领可能也不见得一定是与我不一样
Because God has shifted my own and keeps shifting it moment by moment it seems like in my own walk with God dragging me to a new level teaching me something new drawing somebody else into my life to pray for convincing me that China is going to be the missionary sending country of the world and have me pray for it. That came right out of my devotional life and my study of Christian history.
我从我自己过去这几十年的成长里面我就看到这个规律就是神是经常在我生命里面做新事的神把新的东西新的看见新的理解新的追求不断地放在我里面让我包括我刚才跟大家分享的我十年下来为着中国能够成为一个宣教的大国这样祷告都是神不断地在我生命中做新事的体现
But only because I was really seeking him
那在这里面有一个非常关键的必要条件就是我在这个过程里面我一直也在寻求他
I'm not trying to. I'm really nervous here about holding myself up as some kind of an example.
其实我非常的紧张，我把我自己举起来，好像像一个榜样一样。
Because whenever you do that, God tends to slap you down.
那我知道说，每次当人把自己作为例子来讲的时候，特别是当做榜样来讲的时候，有些时候会被神管教。
So I'm expecting some sort of spiritual humiliation in the coming days. I am.
所以我其实非常认真的在等待着再过几天可能我就有一个大的羞辱临到我身上
But I still think it's worth sharing if it will challenge you to go there
但是为了能够鼓励跟挑战在座的每一位我还是愿意把它这样来分享
So having said that this would be different the way we approach this might be different for different people
所以回到我们讲到说我们下一步当如何做不同的人可能有不同的内容。
I mean, I'm an academic.
那我是一个在学校教书的。
I'm a PhD.
我也有我的博士学位。
I gotta have a lot more evidence than the average bear before I will believe something.
那或许大家会觉得说我是必须要看到很多的证据之后才能够相信一些事情。
I want confirmation. I want the data, and I want the data to be right.
我希望有更多的数据，更多的数据来证明一些结论。
And if it isn't, I say, well, that's nice for you.
Now, I don't understand what you said.
Oh, I said, and if I don't have that data, I say, well, that's nice for you, but it's probably not going to be for me.
Oh, I see. 所以如果数据不够的话，别人愿意相信那是他们的事。对我来说，我还是不愿意走这一步。
But my daughters are not like me.
但是我女儿跟我就不一样。
They swallow stuff a lot faster than I do.
那她吸取事情比我快得多。
In some cases, they probably have a deeper faith than mine.
从某种角度上说，他比我的信心大多了。
But in other cases, they don't. They just don't.
但是在另外的时候，我知道说，我的信心比他们大。
Because they're not as certain, I don't think.
或许他们在某一些方面没有我心中这样的笃定。
So if you are academically inclined, you could take an academic track.
所以我们这当中在座的，如果喜欢学习的。你可以
a course nearby, at a college nearby.
你可以或许在附近找一个学校修一门课，网上去修一门课。
Or you could take my class, Christianity Through the Ages, online from Lincoln.
你也可以在网上
if you wanted to. I mean, I'm not trying to recruit you, but maybe I am. But I didn't mean to do that. It just came out. But I would love to have you. If of course you'd have to have a college degree probably in order to get into that class. But you could audit otherwise even.
那我在林肯大学也教一些课是放在网上的，你也可以在网上来修。
I'm just saying it's a graduate class.
那我最近教的这个课是研究生程度的。
Or you might just pick a book to read.
或许你就读一本书。
And if you look in the back of mine, there's a section about recommended sources for someone to read in that area.
Now,
I don't mean you have to read mine, but that would be okay too. But I just mean there are recommended resources in the back.
那我最近写的这本书里面，在它后面我有给大家有介绍，希望大家鼓励大家去读的书。
If you have a weekly study time where you study in your relationship with God,
如果你每个礼拜有一个
you could set a piece aside,
固定的时间来学习神圣经。
You could set a piece aside to conclude maybe brief readings on Christian history.
或许你有这个读书的习惯的话，你也可以读一些关于教会历史的书。
And tomorrow, I'm going to say, if you don't have a weekly time when you do that, start one.
那如果你我们当中没有你还没有建立起一个每个礼拜都来学习的这样一个习惯的话，或许你应该建立起这个习惯。
I won't say it mean like that.
我并不是想给大家难堪。
Or maybe you could do it with other people in like choose a resource and work through it in a study group, or a small group, or a Sunday school class. I mean, there's just a lot, or a blog that you go back and forth with someone, or an online conversation group. I mean, I'm in all those kind of groups. So, I mean,
或许你可以跟周围的几位弟兄姐妹形成一个小组，一起来读书，一起来有主日学，一起来学习。或者在网上展开讨论。
Okay, tomorrow we'll explore more personally how those great Christians from earlier centuries can be mentors and friends of ours.
那明天我会跟大家更具体的讲这个历史历代的圣徒，他们的生命，他们的写作，怎么样能够辅导我们。
My own spiritual mentor is a 5th century Christian.
那我自己的一个带领我的是一个五世纪的一个圣徒。
I learned about him.And the people he represents, while I was studying Christian history.
那我第一次接触他是我在研究教会历史的时候，我才发现他和他的作品。
And those spiritual masters have changed my life.
那这些属灵大师们，他们的生命和他们所写出来的内容，完全的改变了我的一生。
Just to be clear here, God, through His Holy Spirit, is the one changing my life. But He's using these spiritual masters to make me someone different.
所以我想把刚才那句话好好解释清楚，希望大家不要误解，是神借着圣灵，借着历代圣徒来帮助我，而不是历代圣徒帮助我，是神在帮助我。
Or maybe not someone different, but someone deeper.
那这些人他们跟我们一样，可能都是要蒙神的恩典的，但是他们在属灵生命上的深度远远大于我们。
And that's a key part of my own spiritual walk, which I'm going to share tomorrow.
那明天我会跟大家仔细的来分享为什么这个对我这么关键。
With a respectful fear and intrepidation.
那我还是心中有很多的紧张。
I already love you guys.
我真是很爱大家。
But I don't love you as much as I love Jesus.
那我更爱神。
God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。